Welcome to worship this morning. It's been quite a week with the snow of last weekend, lots of rain this week, and the wind of this weekend. But as we meet today, we can remind each other that regardless of anything else, He is risen. The annual spring sale is on May 18th. The first organizational meeting is planned for April 7th. Cindy's coordinating. Be assured that there are chores for everyone in this event. Everyone is needed. The next soup and sandwich event is on Thursday, April 18th. Please mark your calendars. It's a great time for fellowship. Please mark your calendars for the work days planned for April 20th and May 4th. We have much to do and need lots of hands to make a dent in the work. Let's join in the call to worship. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name. For you have done wonderful things, plans formed of old, faithful and sure. For you have been a stronghold to the poor, a stronghold to the needy in his distress, a shelter from the storm and a shade from the heat. Easter begins in despair. Maundy, Thursday, and Good Friday overshadow us. Where are the promises? Our life, our love, our hope forever dead. Who will roll away the stone? Easter takes us by surprise early in the morning. The obstacles we expect to face are removed. Where once there was death and despair with no escape, now the bright light of hope brings freedom. Where will we find him? When faced by a miracle, our first reflex is to run. Be not afraid. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who is crucified. He's risen. He's not here. See the place where they laid him, but go your way. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goes before you into Galilee. There you shall see him. And suddenly the realization dawns. It may rise as quickly as the sun creeping over the horizon, or it may explode like fireworks, painting the world with dazzle. We recognize the one who is dead as he returns, brimming with life. Christ is risen, risen indeed. Alleluia, and all who encounter Jesus, risen, whether gently roused by the sunrise or surprised by a sudden burst of joy, will join the resurrection procession one by one, slipping into step. Some are singing, some are silently soaking it in, some feeling like dancing, some rising from our knees in awe. Brothers and sisters, Christ is risen. Alleluia, Christ is risen indeed. God has raised Jesus from death. Let us give praise and also confess our failures to live as Christ has taught us. Risen Lord, we are the Easter people, and Alleluia is our song. We are the Easter people, come to worship, released from tombs of pain and doubt and fear, and death into the freedom of this new day, and its promise of hope fulfilled. We are the Easter people, emerging into the brightness of faith, blinking, questioning, wondering, hoping. Come to us, into the garden of our lives, and touch all that is barren, and wasted and dried with your healing hand. Forgive our half-lived lives, our broken promises, and our failed kindness. Call to us by our name, that we might turn from all that limits and burdens us, and lift us up into forgiveness and freedom. Open the gateways of our hearts and minds, and call us out into your world to be embraced by your unfailing and renewing mercy. Today, in silence, prayer, and song, may we encounter Jesus and his grace. For we are the Easter people, and Alleluia is our song. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Hear these words of assurance. The resurrection opens a way to God for all who want to put the past behind, living as Jesus showed us. Let us embrace his offer and praise the Lord.